Good evening, everyone. Thank you for standing by. Welcome to Quarter 4 FY26 Earnings Conference Call of MIFIN Green Finance Limited. As a reminder, all participants are requested to mute themselves. There will be an opportunity to ask questions after the presentation. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Vishwas Kumar, Investor Relations Manager, to moderate today's call.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. A very warm welcome to Quarter 4 FY26 Earnings Conference Call of MIFIN Green Finance Limited. My name is Vishwas Kumar, Manager of Investor Relations, and I will be the moderator of today's call. On today's call, we have with us from the senior management team, Mr. Kapil Garg, sir, our co-founder and managing director, Mrs. Gunjan Jain, our CFO of MIFIN Green Finance Limited, and Mr. Mayank Pratap Singh, our compliance officer. Before we begin, I would like to draw your attention towards the safe harbor statements. Certain statements made during this call may be forward-looking in nature. I request you to kindly refer the detailed disclaimer in our investor presentation, which has been filed on BSE and NSE. And it's also available on our website, that is www.mifingreenfinance.com. The financial results for quarter 4 and FY26 were approved by our board of directors at its meeting held on 21st of May and already have been uploaded on the exchanges. These results are subjected to the final audit. With that, I now invite Mr. Kapil Garg, sir, to share his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thanks everyone for joining this earning call. So, and other thing is that thanks for trusting in us and our company. So, when you talk about MIFIN Green, in past we were demarcated by climate financing only. We were a pioneer in the industry in terms of electric and solar. But in last few, but since last few years, we were building around few tech-based products which had gone live in last year, and which has started showing numbers in our company. So we will talk much more about the products, the profitability, the future vision of the company, and the way we are driving the company. We are quite confident that the new products which we had started working on will be delivering a very robust top line and bottom line in our company. So when you talk about March 2026, we closed at an AUM of 1,541 crore rupees, comparing with the last year 838 crore rupees, which in itself year over year is 83.8% as a growth. Disbursements increased multifold. In last year we disbursed if you talk about year over year, the growth is 163.7%. But the profits, if you see the bottom lines, are growing multifold from this quarter itself. And this type of growth you will see in coming quarters also. Since what we had done as a strategy, as a board permission, as part of corporate governance, that we pivoted few new products which are delivering a very robust profit line in our company. So if you talk about quarter four profit, PBT in competing quarter was 4 crore rupees, but in this quarter we delivered a PBT of 14.83 crore rupees, which in itself is a 200% growth in terms of profit. Similar type of profits we are targeting in future, even much better, much ahead than these profits. Since what we had done in last quarters, that we had pivoted towards few new tech-based products, which we were building since last 3 years, which had gone live in last year only. So, for example, first product which we had gone live is next. Insurance premium financing. This is a very innovative product. We are pioneering this particular product in last year. If we talk about 1500 crore rupees of AUM, which we had closed, 600 was medical insurance premium financing. This product is a very tech-oriented product. As such, there were no manpower or no branch offices are required, and the entire portfolio is almost negligible NPA. If we talk about 607 crore rupees of portfolio, our NPA is just 0.01%, with the team size of thin team size of very few people. So in this particular product, we came with a very innovative solution, tech-based solution, where we got integration done with the insurance companies and providing a unique solutions of medical insurance premium financing, which is a need of a society, which is a need of country. We see overseas, this is a very relevant product carrying AUM in multiple banks and NBFCs worldwide. But in India, as such, this product was not started in a very relevant way. So what we had done, that we had already got integration done with more than 9 insurance companies that include HDFC, Ergo, Star, Universal Sompo, Magma, Care, and multiple others. Now anyone can convert his upside premium into the EMI solution. And this product sailed like anything in last year itself. We are earning an ROA of more than 8-9% in this particular product. And in current financial year, 31st March 2027, we are riding huge on this particular new pivoted product, where our bottom line will get further more strengthened because of this particular product. We have just done our CRISIL pool rating on the basis of this product. We got first rating as A+ from CRISIL on this particular product. This in itself shows that what type of portfolio we are building in this particular product. What we are doing, that we are integrating on a checkout point of our insurance company page, where any agent can convert their customer upside premium into the EMIs. This is the highest return on assets. ROA is, as I told you, is more than 8%. And there are multiple protections, so where we are securitized in terms of delinquencies. So therefore, we are sitting on a very negligible NPAs with the lowest team, with the lowest operation cost, with lowest credit cost, and nothing can be more than that. That we, in last financial year, we financed more than 2-3 lakh policies alone through this product. The way we are strongly building this product, our top line and bottom line will in the coming quarter also, you will see a relevant impact of this new product entrance into the ecosystem. Another product which we had started is also a very innovative solutions. What we had done, that we had got our integration done with 2 state governments, that is Rajasthan and Assam. Now, we had got integration with the salary software, HRMS software of the government. So when we talk about Rajasthan government, we had got our integration done with the Rajasthan state government. So now any employee, 18 lakh employee of Rajasthan, either it can be Jal Nigam or PWD or whosoever is a government employee, on a single click can take a loan from us. But the best part is that we had signed an agreement with the Rajasthan state government that EMI will not be taking from the employee. The EMI will be taking from the treasury itself before salary will be credited to the employee. So in this particular product also, we are getting very large traction. And the way we are speaking to other states, for example, our discussions are there ongoing with Maharashtra, Chhattisgarh, Meghalaya, and Goa. So in this particular product, we are getting our reachability to lakhs of government employees, and we are sitting on the top of a waterfall where the EMI of salary will be deducted at the first place on the top of the waterfall. So chances of delinquencies get minimal, and also government traction in government employees movement from one department to another or leaving the job is very minimal. So that's why this portfolio also, what we are building, is getting a lot of traction, a lot of visibility. Our company vision was 3 major things. It should be tech-based, it should be scalable, it should be secured. Since the last 3 years, we are trying to achieve these 3 pillars. And now I'm confidently and telling to you that we are succeeded in achieving these 3 targets, what we had vision 3 years back. The first one is insurance premium financing, and then second is salary sati. We had up and live in 2 states, that is Rajasthan and Assam. So average ticket size over here is 4 lakh, tenure is maximum 5 years, yield is 12-20, but here also, this is more a tech-based solution where manpower or a branch office or operational cost or credit costs are negligible. And backed by a state government MOU, where salary deduction or EMI deduction from a salary or employee is a responsibility of the government, and they provide us our EMI directly from a treasury. Now our flagship product, EV and Solar, we have pioneered this product. And currently we are sitting on an AUM of approximately 400 crore in this particular product. So in EV and solar, we are one of the leading company in country. And if you talk about any fund in the world, they are backing us in our Vivint Green journey. For example, in last quarter itself, we got a sanction from FinFund, which is Finland-based DFI. Other than that, in last financial year, we got multiple sanctions from multiple DFIs that include US Development Finance Corporation, Symbiotics, Blue Orchid, and multiple others, which in itself show the quality of portfolio what we are building and dedication of the team to building the strong climate financing solutions in our company. So next, for in our Mifin Green, there are four type of product what we are presently doing. First is medical insurance premium financing, which carries 39% of the portfolio. Thereafter, salary, which is currently a minute number, but it will scale up like multifold in this current financial year. There are third number is solar and elective, which is 30%. Other than this, there are few NBFCs lending, which we've done, carry small portion of our portfolio. So, but in terms of growth, if you see the Mifin Green journey, if you see the continuously growth, we are growing quarter on quarter, and the profitability and disbursement are growing quarter on quarter. In quarter four, we had done a disbursement of 700 crore rupees, which in itself is the highest number what we achieved in our Mifin Green journey. And we had reached a solid portfolio of 1500 crore, more than 1500 crore in this particular financial year. If we talk about last financial year, we disbursed in collectively, we disbursed more than 1800 crores. But parallelly, what we had communicated to you that our company will be more of a tech-based solution company. So that's why dependence on manpower, we are continuously reducing. If you talk about quarter one of last year, our manpower strength was 499. In quarter two, it came down to 454. In quarter three, it came down to 426. In quarter four, it came down to 420. Despite of the fact that AUM is increasing, disbursement are increasing, profitabilities are increasing. But the manpower, which is a pillar of any company, the employee cost is decreasing. So our target for current financial year is that we will be reducing our manpower size to 300 people by end of 2027. Since all the product is communicated to you more will be more of a tech-based solutions, but in a secured way where we don't want to carry larger risk on unsecured side of the products. Even if you talk about today's scenario, today our 40% of our team is field operation, or which is more on the EV side. And the way we are getting much better ROI in our other tech-based products, and we had put it our resources more on a tech-based solution product, slowly and steadily, EV portfolio is reducing, and that's why the field team, which is currently part of the company, will also reach certain stabilization where the manpower strength, what we are forecasting by end of this year will be approximately 300 people, and this will directly impact three things. First thing, profitability, second thing, headcount, and second, obviously, that will improve our operational in much larger way, including the ROA because of tech-based products. And thereafter, building any organization is a journey. So as a part of a journey, we are thankful to everyone for participation in our this journey. If you talk about starting of this quarter, our average borrowing was at a rate of 13.80%. By end of second quarter, it was 12.79%. By end of quarter three, it was 12.97%. But now it has came down to 12.17%. Because this will directly impact our bottom line, and the way in which the now PSU banks have started lending to us. Before we had been upgraded by rating agency to A minus, and most of the PSU banks had got a criteria of not to lend any investment with rating company. That's why the last sanction what we had got is at 9.50%. So we are quite hopeful that in this current financial year, this 12.17 will further get reduced to 11 in this current financial year. So borrowing mix, now we are bankable. We have a banking relation with almost all the relevant agencies, include DFIs, almost all the DFIs worldwide. So if you see the borrowing profile, our largest set of borrowing is from DFIs. That includes Symbiotics, Blue Orchid, DWM, FinFund, IncoFin, and Shell Foundation. Their second largest is NCDs we had raised in last quarter itself. Then third is PSU banks, and fourth is private banks. But this combination will change in current financial year. We will be more taking money from the PSU banks, where we will be getting borrowing at somewhat at pricing of 10% in comparison to what we are taking in last financial year at 12 to 13. So this is a journey. As I told you, in financial year 2023, we got our first rating BBB, then BBB minus, then BBB plus. In the last financial year, we had been upgraded to A minus, and we are quite hopeful, confident that in current financial year, the way we are building strong numbers, the way we are building strong profitabilities, the way we are building and reducing the delinquencies, we will be further upgraded to more stronger credit rating from the agencies. So currently, if you talk about gross NPAs, gross NPAs from 2.24 or even 2.5, it got reduced to 1.94%. Net NPA reduced from 2.13 to 1.65%. Provision coverage had reduced from 36.25 at one point of time, 37.46 to 35.95%. Stage 2 asset, you will see a lot of improvement because the new portfolio, what we are building, is in bucket 1 only. So it had reduced from 12.60% to 5.90% in current financial year. It will get further reduced to the range of approximately 4. This is a P&L summary for quarter on quarter and year on year. So if you see the numbers, the numbers itself proves that the way we are building company, now the company has got at a stage where you will see a lot of traction in terms of profitability, in terms of cleaner portfolio, in terms of revenue growth, in terms of AUM growth. Secondly, we had whenever capital is required, there is a lot of willingness of investors to invest in our company. In a time when the world was struggling geopolitical nuisances, at that point of time, we raised a strong capital of approximately 300 crore in the company, and that include in that particular round, almost all the larger funds had participated, and even the willingness for the participation was much larger than the needed in the company. If you talk about net worth, it increased from 270 crore to 574 crore rupees in this financial year. Total asset, if you talk about total asset, it increased from 1000 crore to 2000 crore rupees. Total borrowing has increased from 700 crore to 1400 crore rupees. Loan book increased from 838 crore rupees to 1541 crore rupees, If you talk about debt equity ratio, we are improving in terms of RBI guideline, in terms of financial guidelines. Now we are sitting at a relevant strong ratios, and then future this ratios will keep on improving the way we are building the portfolios, in the way innovative solutions and products we are going live.
Thank you. We can now take questions if anyone has any. If you have any questions, you can now raise your hand and I'll unmute.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Deepakji. Deepakji is also in, I think. Anyone, Darshil, you raise your hand, you can ask the question.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for letting me ask the question. Firstly, congratulations on our great set of numbers, sir. So going forward, like, what kind of AUM growth that you envisage? Because here we are quarterly also maybe moving around 50%. So what kind of growth targets do you have, sir?
So growth, the way we had entered into new product range, the way we are getting borrowing at a lower cost, the way our teams are getting settled, the way portfolios delinquencies are improving. So minimum target for the next financial year will be somewhere around 2500 crore rupees of AUM and 80 to 90 crore rupees of profitability, what we are forecasting, which will be almost 3x jump in bottom line in current financial year. This is on the basis of the product what we had built, the way traction is coming month on month basis.
Sorry, sir. In terms of profitability, what did you say? 80 crore.
On a minimum basis, 80 to 90 crore rupees.
Okay. That's really grateful, sir. So, sir, going forward, like, so as our focus will be more on mediclaim financing and everything, because that's such a lucrative ROI, and I don't think anyone else is doing this. So, what is our vision for that part? Like, even the salary Sathi, it's a very good yield and
yes,
nearly zero risk. So, what is our plan for that? Like, those two will be the higher yielding segments, right?
So, likewise, in this current financial year, our largest portfolio now has become the insurance premium financing. In insurance premium financing, there are five modes. First, customer acquisition cost is zero, right? Thereafter, second, delinquencies are zero. Thereafter, credit costs are negligible, operational costs are negligible, NPAs are almost nil. So, this is a very innovative product in which we go live and carrying a relevant market share of the entire industry. So, if you compare the ROA, as a promoter, as a board member, I'm more focused on the getting more robust profitability rather than top reaching a larger revenue or a larger AUM percentage. So, our focus will be to generate more bottom line income rather than focusing more on AUM growth. So, if you talk about ROA or percentage on product to product, if you split product on product ROA, in electric and solar, we were getting an ROA of 2 to 2.5%, right? In salary Sathi, we are getting an ROA of 4 to 5%. In insurance premium financing, we are getting an ROA of more than 7 to 8%. So, obviously, we will put more of our resources on the product, which will be generating largest profitability in our company. So, if you talk about future in this current financial year, 2027, we are targeting almost 50 to 60% of our AUM will be insurance premium financing.
Oh, okay. That will be great. So, that way,
yes, please.
So, that way, sir, our current ROA is what? And that will jump a lot, right? Because once 50-60% is...
So, if you come, the numbers are starting, so showing in P&L itself, for example, reaching a PAT of 3.8 to 11. And then, if you talk about next year, 90 crore profitability, what we are targeting from 28 crore rupees, which in itself is a 3x jump profit in a single year, which in itself is a very relevant growth for any company in case you compare with any company in the country on a listed or unlisted domain. Getting a profitability, 300% jump in the profitability, what we are targeting on a conservative side. And that's why if last year AUM was 600 crore rupees for insurance premium financing, current financial year, we are targeting 1,000 crore plus of portfolio in insurance premium financing alone, which will itself will be collectively will be 50 to 60% of our AUM. And that will straightforwardly impact our bottom lines, our valuations, and obviously the growth of the company.
That's really great for you, sir. And just last question from my end. So, what do we look at, you know, our credit cost provisioning? What do we feel our GNPA credit cost can be, sir?
Can you please repeat? I'm not able to hear you properly.
Yeah, I was asking okay, what is our targeted GNPA and credit cost for like...
So, as you have seen that we have pivoted our portfolio entirely from EV segment to medical and premium financing, and you have in the gross NPA from 2.3% to 1.9%. So next financial year, as Kapil sir said, our main target will be digital financing, where we are seeking 60 to 70% of our portfolio to be in this space. So it will reduce further. It will reduce to less than 1.5%. And based upon that, our credit cost will also reduce. So right now also, we are creating the provision over and above the RBI norms as per the ECL. And we'll do accordingly. On the AUM, total AUM, our credit cost is 1%.
Okay. And sir, in terms of competition, who do we have? Like, I'm just asking, like, because we are such a, this is such a lucrative field. So, do you feel more players will come in, like more fintechs will come in, maybe insurance premium people might also come in? What do you feel, sir? How do you look at the competition?
It will be very good for us since in finance market, you can't sit on a monopoly product. And general insurance market currently is more than 3 lakh crore rupees of market. We had just built a portfolio of 600 crore rupees, and the way it is growing at a pace of more than 15% CAGR growth. So this 3 lakh will become obviously 5 lakh crore rupees market in the next couple of years. So presently, it will be very good if the new companies and new entrants enter into this ecosystem. This will further give business to companies like us who had already got footprints in almost all the insurance companies. So maybe AUM growth will happen multifold. But yes, other people are welcome in this product, since this will be further strengthening of this product to power for more penetration in the country.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that's it from my side.
One more thing. If you talk about next year, I'm talking about just 1,000 to 1,500 crore rupees of disbursement as per my appetite. But the industry is so huge that even if 100 players came into this ecosystem, that will be that they all will get their pie in this ecosystem.
Okay, great. At the long term, what is our vision? Like maybe till FY30, if we have a plan, like we can accelerate this growth, because the way you are growing, I don't think I'll see any problem, you know, going multiple times in that time frame.
So basically, the essence of any NBFC or a financial institution is continuously capital strengthening. In case we are getting relevant bottom lines, that will help us in further leverage. For example, this year end, if we get a profit of 100 crore rupees, that will further strengthen our capital base from 600 crore to 700 crore rupees. That will help us getting more debt. So what is our thought is that rather than diluting more, in current financial year, we will be doing PTC and DA transaction, so that that will further improve our bottom line, but will not lead us to make us in a position we raise another round of capital and dilute ourselves. So now we want to protect our equity to the point where, till the point where it is not necessary. So the target given by the board is that in current financial year, we will build a portfolio, we will do more of PTC, we will do more of a DA, that will reduce our borrowing, that will reduce our AUM, but that will straightforwardly increase our profitability. And that profitability will further help us in raising more debt from the institutions. So in terms of growth, in terms of future 2 to 3 years, the target is to reach a profitability of 500 crore rupees plus, rather than we talk about reaching an AUM of 10,000 crore rupees. I always speak of reaching a profitability of 500 crore rupees. That is more important for me rather than reaching a 10,000 crore portfolio and sitting on just 100 and 150 crore rupees of profit.
Oh, that's a very big vision. So this 500, like the plan will be in how many years, sir?
On the open forum, we can
a couple of years. So for
the rate is also okay. Don't need to say by exactly.
So as per the projections given to our investors, we are targeting in the next 3 to 4 years, we will be reaching that number surely.
Okay.
The way we are way we are building the portfolios.
That's a really strong vision, sir. All the best, sir, and lovely talking to you. Thank you.
So we have a couple of more questions. Vedant ji raised his hand. Sir, are you online?
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hamidanji.
Yeah, as a long-term investor, I just want to know what type of profitability are looking for next 2 to 3 years.
As I told you, in financial year 2027, we are targeting almost 300% growth in our profitability from 28 crore rupees a year. We are targeting a PAT of 90 to 100 crore rupees in this financial year. Likewise, on a similar pattern, the way we had got these beautiful products, we will be delivering a robust profitability in the coming future years. But in this financial year, our target is approximately 90 to 100 crore rupees bottom end PAT, which is almost 300% growth from the last financial 2026.
Okay. Sir, you also said like 500 crores of PAT in next 3 years.
In 3 to 4 years, our target is reaching minimum 500 crore rupees of PAT.
Okay, that's all from me. Thank you, sir.
Any other questions? So I think that's all for today. If you have any other questions, you can reach out to us at ir@mufinfinance.com. Over to you, Vishwas, for closing remarks.
Sure. So thank you all for joining this call and for your questions. We hope today's discussion was useful and gave you the better understanding of Moving Green Finance. We will continue to do these calls every quarter and look forward to staying connecting with you. If you have, as Sir said, that if you have any further questions, please write us to at ir@moveinfinance.com, or you can also visit our website at www.movinggreenfinance.com. Thank you once again for your time and support. Thank you so much.